Well, hello, advanced listeners, and welcome to another article for the month of September. We are looking at our business article at the moment, and the title of our article is called Current Business Trends. And what we try to do for you, our listeners, is keep you up to date with what's going on in the business world. It's always changing day to day, and we hope that each month we bring you something new that perhaps you had not thought about before. Now, joining me in the studio today, I have two great panelists. To my left, I have...
Hello, everyone. This is Josh. I'm very glad to be here talking to you about our business article.
Now, Josh, I know you're pretty familiar, pretty savvy with business.
Thank you, Amanda. I would like to think the same.
Well, I think you contribute a lot to the radio show, no matter what we talk about, but I know you have a particular passion about business. Would that be right?
That's true. I've been interested in entrepreneurship since an early age, and as some of our listeners may know, for about 10 years prior to living in Taiwan, I ran a family business with my family in Costa Rica.
Right. So we're very glad that you are on the show today. Now, also to my right, I have a new teacher with us. Would you introduce yourself?
That's right. Yeah. My name is Zach, and I'm happy to be here and to learn about what is happening in the business world.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Zach. Now, I have a question for the both of you. Josh, I'll ask you first. Would you rent out your car?
Well, that is a very good question, and my answer is probably not. And the reason why is the vehicles that we own in Costa Rica is in an area that's challenging to drive from its terrain, and so I really wouldn't trust anyone who wasn't familiar with the conditions there to drive there. However, we also have sort of a family home in Portland, Oregon. And there, we do have a car that we use whenever we're at the home, and it may actually not be in constant use, and I would definitely consider renting it out in Portland, but definitely not in Costa Rica.
Right, so it depends on the situation and the conditions.
Exactly.
Okay, great. What about you, Zach? Would you rent out your car?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I would agree with Josh. It really depends on where and what kind of traffic and kind of the conditions that I would be allowing the driver to take the car.
Yeah, I think for myself, if it was in New Zealand, then I think it would depend also on the usage, you know, how little I'm using it,
sure,
whether it makes it worthwhile for me to rent it out compared to how often I would be using it. So these are all things to consider. And actually, the reason I asked this question today is because our first article is talking about vehicle sharing services and how they offer a range of driving experiences. Well, vehicle sharing services have been around for a while. I think we're all familiar with rental companies, car rental companies. Perhaps you're traveling to another city and you need to get around, and perhaps the public transport system is not so great, so you decide to rent a car. There are big rental companies that we're familiar with, but this is doing something a little bit different. So why don't we find out what it is talking about? If you have your Advance magazine, open to page 20, or if you have your electronic device, join us there too. And let's get started with our first reading for today.
Current business trends. Following what's hot in the business world. Vehicle sharing services offer range of driving experiences. Miguel Casillas figured renting out his company's 3-vehicle fleet made perfect business sense. Casillas, executive director of the nonprofit SV Links, shuttles international business tourists around Silicon Valley in a Tesla Model S, Model X, and a Mazda SUV 1 week a month. The other 3 weeks, the expensive cars sit idle. So Casillas listed them on Turo, a vehicle sharing service. Last year, he brought in $19,000 renting the cars out through Turo, helping offset the vehicle's costs. a variety of choices available. The first car-sharing platforms offered a meager selection of cars and were often little more than a way for environmentally conscious consumers to feel good as they fetched groceries or ran errands. But growing competition in the car-sharing market has multiplied choices and digital features for customers and owners. Well-funded San Francisco Bay Area startups Turo and Getaround pair individual car owners with consumers looking to rent a vehicle in a digital marketplace.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us right now, we are looking at a business article for the month of September, and we are talking about current business trends happening around the world. And this article today, we are looking at vehicle sharing services. And we are familiar with vehicle sharing services when it comes to renting a car, but today we're looking at something a little bit different. We're introduced to a gentleman. His name is Miguel Casillas, and he figured renting out his company's three-vehicle fleet made perfect business sense. Now, here he owns a company. We see that, Miguel, because it says he has a company three-vehicle fleet. That's not a lot of vehicles for a company. Must be quite a small company.
It must be quite a small company, and it's actually a small number of vehicles to be considered a fleet.
Right.
It may actually be the least number of vehicles you could really consider to be a fleet. So a fleet is normally a series of vehicles that a company would use for transportation needs. It could be for moving people, things, anything from literally scooters to big, huge trucks, but usually it implies that it's more than two, and that would be, in this case, three.
Right. Now, we see he figured renting out his company's three-vehicle fleet made perfect business sense. What do we mean when you figure something?
Yeah, to figure out is to think about, to strategize, and to put into action.
Right. So he's like, I have these vehicles lying around. They're not really doing a lot of road time. Maybe I can rent them out. It made perfect business sense to him in the fact that vehicles are considered assets on the one hand, but if they're not being used, then they're not actually making any sense. So he wanted to change that. Now, we learn a little bit about Miguel. What do we learn about him, Josh?
Well, we learned that he is the executive director of the nonprofit SV Links, and that they also shuttle international business tourists around Silicon Valley in some very nice cars.
They do. Now, Silicon Valley is considered the think tank area for IT within the United States, where it's a lot of where the big companies are, like Google, Facebook. What am I missing here? What other companies?
There are many electronics companies in this area of California, and they do a lot of resource sharing as well. So for engineers and for other people who are in IT techs, moving to Silicon Valley means that they're able to workshop with a lot of people who work in the same industry.
And so it says here that they have a lot of international business tourists because these companies have a lot of international bases around the world. And so one of the things they need to do is get them around the place, perhaps from their hotels to where they're working to where they're going to eat. And so, like you said, Josh, they have a lot of nice cars. A Tesla Model S is considered a high-end vehicle. What about a Model X? I think that is also, although a Mazda SUV might be considered more middle-of-the-line type of vehicle. But we see that he has these vehicles, and he rents them out 1 week a month, all right, so that they're not sitting idle, which means they're not just sitting in the garage.
Exactly. So some listeners may be asking themselves, this gentleman who has a company where he tours around international business tourists, mm-hmm. how can this be a nonprofit? So a nonprofit is usually an organization that is considered to be a charity, but what it means is that it's filed for a not-for-profit status. And I looked into SV Links a little bit, and their main purpose isn't actually touring international business tourists. Mm. It's a connecting entrepreneurs from emerging markets and emerging companies with professional services in Silicon Valley. Okay. So it's more than just touring people around. And that's where the nonprofit comes from.
Okay, so that's just what they need to do in order to fulfill their vision.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Well, we see that he has decided to put these vehicles up for rent just because otherwise they would sit idle, and they are expensive cars. I'm not sure exactly how much a Tesla costs, but it's more than your average car. So, of course, if it's sitting idle, you don't feel like you're making the money from having purchased it. So what did he do, Zach?
Right, and so in order to solve this problem, he went on to list his cars on what's called Turo.
Okay, what does it mean to list something on a website?
Right, and so here it just means that he made his vehicles available for use using this vehicle service. Okay. Often we'll use this verb to list maybe houses, or if you're selling or renting your home, you're making it available to others to use.
Okay, good. And so Turo is a vehicle sharing service on the internet. And what happened as a result of that for him last year, Josh?
Well, last year he brought in or earned about $19,000 renting the cars out through Turo, helping offset the vehicle's cost.
What does it mean to offset something?
Well, here this is a vocabulary focus word that says to balance one influence against an opposing influence. And here it's also an advantage against a disadvantage or a cost, right?
Right.
So he is offsetting the cost of buying these vehicles with the income of being able to rent them out.
Right, and that is a big positive reason why a lot of people want to list their vehicles on such a car sharing site, because they want to make the money back from how much they've spent buying the vehicle or even keeping the vehicle maintained, things like that. So we also learned that there are a variety of choices available on these car sharing services. The first car sharing service platforms offered a meager selection of cars. What do we mean by a meager selection, Zach?
Yeah, so here in the very beginning with the first car sharing platform, there's only a meager or just a few choices available.
Right. So when it first got started, there wasn't a lot of choice, and it's very often little more than a way for environmentally conscious consumers to feel good about what they were doing. In other words, when these car sharing services started, there weren't many choices, and it was so that the person that was renting them didn't have to feel bad that they were causing pollution to the environment. Oftentimes that's a reason why some people don't want to rent a car. So here maybe they only rented one day a week, and so they felt better about that. That's what we mean when somebody's environmentally conscious. It means that they are being careful about the environment or the effect things have on the environment. And we see that they were doing a variety of things. What were they doing, Josh?
Well, so the first thing here, as they fetched groceries or ran errands. So fetching groceries just means to go out quickly and grab a couple things, right? So I'm going to go out and fetch some groceries, going to go to the store and grab a couple things that I need, or to run errands. So we say that we are running errands when we are running around doing things that need to be done. And it can be anything from going to get groceries at the store to maybe picking up laundry at the dry cleaners to maybe picking up or dropping off members of our family. So it's the day-to-day things that you have to get done outside of work.
Good, yes. It does sound kind of weird, running errands, mm-hmm. but we're not necessarily running, right? Okay, so we see that this was the initial things that were happening when the first car sharing platforms were taking place. But growing competition in the car sharing market has multiplied choices. It has increased the choices of vehicles available, which is good for the consumer, and also digital features for consumers and owners. So perhaps the way the websites were developed, also there may be apps nowadays. So there's a lot more choice for the consumer to be able to choose from for car sharing services. And we learned about two in San Francisco, Zach.
That's right. Two startups, and startups are just a newly established business. Turo and Getaround.
Right.
And these companies are pairing individual car owners with those that are in need of a car.
Now, we know that the San Francisco area is close to Silicon Valley.
That's right.
Right? So Silicon Valley probably, they also have a lot of companies that are willing to fund startups. And perhaps Turo and Getaround were some of those, also because they benefit from the service in that area.
Sure.
And so we see that this is kind of like a experimental area for these startup companies to try to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have car owners that are looking to rent out their car and consumers who want to also use the car. So they've been able to match them up together. But how has this affected the big name companies? We're talking like Ford, BMW, GM. How has it affected them? Well, why don't we look at our next reading for today?
Big names have entered the game. Major automakers have entered the game. Last year, GM established Maven, a vehicle-sharing platform featuring Chevy Tahoes, Volts, and other GM cars. Unlike Turo and Getaround, Maven owns and maintains the fleet, like a traditional rental car company, but offers more services and flexible renting schedules. Tesla has also hinted it may roll out a service, making its $90,000 cars more affordable to own. What are the stats? The Boston Consulting Group estimates 35 million people worldwide will use car sharing services by 2021. That's up from 5.8 million users in 2015. It's become far more popular in Europe and Asia than North America. The opportunity is so vast, said Andre Haddad, CEO of San Francisco-based Turo. We think that's going to be the future of car ownership.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we are in our business article for September, and one of the current business trends we're looking at is vehicle sharing services. And what we mean here is a peer-to-peer vehicle sharing service where somebody who owns a vehicle and doesn't want it to sit idly in their garage rents it or lists it on the internet for somebody else to rent. And we've learned a little bit from a gentleman called Miguel Casillas and how he decided to rent out his cars to offset the vehicle cost. And we also see, we've looked at how these first began, these car sharing services. But, you know, there's a lot of car companies out there like BMW, GM, Ford that have started to take notice of what is happening with this peer-to-peer car renting service. And they're trying to also get started and get involved in this as well. What do we learn, Zach, in our first sentence for today?
Okay, so in our first sentence, we have big names have entered the game, which means they're now competing with companies like Turo or Getaround for business and for customers. And normally you compete in sports or games, and that's where this phrase comes from. It's not a game per se, but there is competition among the business.
Right. In business, there's a lot of competition.
That's right.
The businesses are always trying to get the consumer to use their product. And so when something like this happens, they are going to start to take notice because they want a piece of the profits that are
right.
going on. So what kind of companies are involved, Josh?
Well, we're talking about big names, right? So these are companies that are usually not just large, but also well-known.
Mm.
And first, we're talking here about GM, General Motors, which is certainly a big name in the auto industry. It's been one of the major manufacturers of automobiles for a long time in the United States.
Right, GM actually stands for General Motors, is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay, so they have their own vehicle sharing platform. They've called it Maven. Now remember that this is a vehicle sharing platform that is not peer-to-peer. It is their company rents out the vehicles to consumers. Okay, so they have their own fleet. And we also see that this platform features Chevy Tahoes. I think I was asking you gentlemen in the break, what is a Chevy Tahoe? It's quite a big vehicle, is that right, Zach?
That's right. It's a larger, sometimes you'll call it a suburban, or just a larger vehicle.
Okay, what about a Volt, Josh? How big is a Volt?
So the Volt is the electric car that is more of a sedan style, so like a four-door passenger car.
Okay, so this might be more appealing to the environmentally conscious consumer.
That's true.
Okay, and there are other GM cars on this platform. It's called Maven. So it says, unlike Turo and Getaround, Getaround is another peer-to-peer vehicle sharing platform. Maven owns and maintains the fleet, which it says is like a traditional rental car company. But what do they do on top of that, Zach?
So these companies will offer more services and are flexible renting schedules.
Which I figure a renting, you know, a car rental company already has that.
Yeah, that's right. You certainly think so.
Well, I wonder what that is. Perhaps that's more availability on the internet or things like that. But we see another big company is starting to think about getting involved in car sharing. What company is that, Josh?
Yeah, here it says that Tesla has also hinted it may roll out a service. Right. So Tesla, of course, being the big name in innovation for all electric cars.
Right, and this would be good because their vehicles right now are quite expensive. They're on the high end. It says making its $90,000 cars more affordable to own. So I'm wondering what that would look like. Perhaps a person will buy it and then rent it out so that they can offset, like we mentioned earlier, offset the vehicle's cost. We're not sure what it will look like, but they hinted, which means that they said, yes, perhaps we will get involved in this, but we're not sure yet. So that's what they have decided to do. Now, this is mostly in North America because Turo itself and Getaround are all in North America. But we do see that in other parts of the world, for example, BMW has offered a similar platform for Mini owners. People that own a Mini. It's called Drive Now. Opel, which is very popular in Europe, has also done the same. They have one called Opel Car Unity, and even Ford, which is pretty big also in North America, have one called Car Club. Now, if you're interested in high-end vehicles like Maseratis, Porsches, or Audis, then there's one called Rent-A-Carlo. They make that name sound a lot more high-end as well. So we're seeing that these companies are starting to get involved. But what are the statistics? Josh, what do we learn from the Boston Consulting Group?
Well, here we learn that the stats, or the statistics, estimates that 35 million people worldwide will use car sharing services by 2021, which is not that far away.
Why do you think that is?
That is a very good question. I think mainly because there are a lot of people out there who do use cars or transportation services, taxis, maybe rental cars. They don't necessarily want to go for the upfront cost of maintaining a vehicle. And as parking spaces and other sort of like related costs to owning your own vehicle get more and more expensive. And as we're looking at the possibility of getting into like a new car, like a new electric car, still being very, very, as far as the upfront costs go, very expensive, that it will probably make a lot of sense to people that instead of leasing their own car, which is paying a monthly payment in order to keep a car on their own, that it would make more sense to just use or rent a car as they need it for an easy exchange.
Right, because if you own a vehicle, it depreciates pretty quickly as soon as you buy it, right?
That's very true. That is one of the difficult things about owning vehicles as assets, is that instantly, as soon as you buy it, it starts losing value.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this could be a way to make that money back. Well, we learned that there are 5.8 million users, and this was in 2015, so I'm sure that's increased during these 2 years. But it's become more popular in Europe and in Asia than in North America. In fact, we learned something from Andre Hedard. What does he say, Zach?
Right. So he goes on to say that he thinks that this is going to be the future of car ownership.
Right. The opportunity is vast. What do we mean when the opportunity is vast?
Here, vast is referring to a very large or open or a big opportunity. We've been talking about how the market is so ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot that is, there's a potential there, right? There's a lot of potential for this to increase and get more and more. We see that the big names are starting to pay attention and get involved in it as well.
And also, if we look at these numbers here, going from 5.8 million people to 35 million people, that's a pretty big increase in a relatively short amount of time.
Right, so they really are onto something here. Well, listeners, we would love to hear your feedback as well and learn from you. Is this something that you would consider? Would you rent out your car, especially as you're learning more about things like Turo? Is this something that you would like to get involved in? We would love to hear from you. You can either send us a letter at studioclassroom.com or comment on our Facebook page. We would love to hear from you. And also remember that we do have our topic talks. They are at the top of page 20. You see that little QR code there. We would love for you to just check that out too as we talk more about this topic, whether we are doing it in our insights, we have our Get It Right game show, or we have our features as well. Make sure you check those out. But there is more to learn about this car sharing service, especially as we see that it is increasing in number around the world. So make sure you join us again tomorrow for more. Right now, this is Amanda,
Zach,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.